With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Father Tom Burke of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. This show spotlights the important work of Catholic education in our Catholic schools and parish faith formation programs. Catholic Education Plus is brought to you by the generous supporters of Catholic education, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania. And today we are discussing the St. Anthony School Program, and with me this morning is Mark Sigg. He is the Executive Director of the St. Anthony School Program, and Jerry Gaughan, who is the Executive Director and the CEO of the St. Anthony Charitable Foundation. Mark and Jerry, welcome to Catholic Education Plus this morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, Father. Good morning.
And St. Anthony School Programs is something very near and dear to my heart because I'm the chaplain for the St. Anthony School Programs for the last 6 years. And it's hard to believe it's been 6 years. But from the beginning, nearly a century ago, St. Anthony's School opened up as an orphanage in Oakmont to serve children in need. And the St. Anthony School Program helps students who have autism, Down syndrome, and other intellectual and developmental disabilities. And they are taught at 4 Catholic grade schools in our Diocese of Pittsburgh and 3 high schools and 1 college. And Mark and Jerry, this morning, we're going to focus on the St. Anthony School Program. So, Mark, so St. Anthony offers an inclusive education of academic studies and vocational training for our children with special needs. Can you tell our listeners this morning what makes St. Anthony different from other organizations or programs in the Pittsburgh area?
Well, Father, we've been around for 66 years, so we have a lot of sustainability over these many years. I think one of the main things that separate St. Anthony's School is really its uniqueness in trying to develop a faith-based, inclusive program within a Catholic school setting. And I think that is something that we have worked on over the years, and I would honestly, we are one of the only dioceses around that have that type of program with that many students in it. So it really separates us. I think the faith base is really the key. And the small environment that we provide, trying to give our students more of an individualized program than maybe you'll see it at some bigger schools.
And just like things changed over the years, the orphanages and living in the households, give our listeners a little history about how the school started in Oakmont and then the inclusiveness now in the elementary and high schools and now in college too.
Well, back in the 1980s, in 1986 in particular, St. Anthony's School started its first satellite program at St. Thomas More, which we still have today, which
Bethel Park.
Yeah, over in Bethel Park. And it was kind of a pilot program where we went out and we took students from that area and tried to have them go to school in their community more with their brothers and sisters, their peers, people from their neighborhood. And that was our pilot program. And that's really what started it out for St. Anthony's School. In 1992, we actually closed down our residential program over in Oakmont where we were on 20 acres of property. And from there, we went to various elementary schools in the diocese. And we also then, because St. Anthony's is a program that wants to go K through 21, we developed our high schools and then eventually down to our Duquesne program.
So Duquesne University is the college, and then do you name our elementary schools and the high schools that they're affiliated with?
St. Therese, we have 2 classrooms Munhall. Over St. Therese and Munhall. St. Thomas More, as I mentioned, has 2 classrooms. Mary of Nazareth over in the White Oak area. Mm-hmm. We also have Blessed Trinity Academy. That has 2 classrooms in it, a K through 3 and a 4 through 8.
Glenshaw and Shaler. Mm-hmm.
And then our high schools are Sarah Catholic, Bishop Canavan, and North Catholic. And then, of course, we have the Duquesne program, which started in actually 1995 as we started to have students. We started that program with 3 students and currently have over 30.
In 1995 is when I entered the seminary, and I remember in 97 when I was just graduating from Duquesne, the students, I remember 95 through 97, the students walking around the campus and always very joyful, very happy, and they're learning, and they're with their college peers too.
They are, and I think that was such a unique program that we have many districts that really support that program. And again, it started with the three, but it has built up over the years because it is a unique program located on the campus of Duquesne University. And the idea of that program really originally was about vocation and some academics, but it was really about the social interactions and opportunities that our students would have actually at college, university, and working with the work study and their peers, and just being on that kind of campus has really given them a lot of self-esteem and really makes them feel as they're part of the campus and the college community.
Now, Jerry, as the CEO and executive director, your main job is to get the word out and the fundraising, and I've known you over the years, and you do such a great job, always thinking it's for the kids and it's for the families. When you go out and you meet with prospective donors and all your various fundraisers, what's your main mission when you meet people?
I want to educate them about the goodness of the program and how we change people's lives. These students' lives, the families, their lives. We make it easy for them to come to school through tuition offerings, and we try to get them, our donors that is, we try to get them to make a commitment to support our program. Our annual budget is about $3 million a year.
Amazing.
And we try to raise about $1.8 million a year to help us. We receive tuition, so that helps towards the budget. And then we have a little bit of interest from investments that helps us as well. And so my job is to go out, tell the good news, and get people hopefully to commit financially to us.
Is there a common theme or answer you hear from individuals who are your key donors, like why they do this? What sells them on the program?
I believe the biggest thing is that they really do. Their gift changes lives, and we show them, especially with scholarship. But our big need is scholarship.
Scholarships.
The annual tuition is about $18,000 a year, and through the efforts of the foundation, we pick up about $12,000 of it, but the family's still kind of on the hook for $6,000, which is kind of prohibitive for many families. And because, intellectual disabilities really don't know a socioeconomic barrier, the propensity of our family seem to come from more meager financial backgrounds.
And these families who want to send their child to a Catholic school, elementary or high school or college, St. Anthony's gives them that opportunity to get a good faith-based education in a loving and nurturing environment, plus the assistance that they need to help them in the classroom.
Absolutely. We've created we have an immediate use scholarship fund where we try to raise at least $250,000 a year, and then we've started on a scholarship endowment fund as well, with the long-term goal of eventually, hopefully, providing $3,000 a year in tuition aid to every student.
Wow. Hey, Mark, when the child goes into the classroom, they do have the support services. They travel. The teacher is with them in the classroom throughout the whole day. They travel with the child?
Well, the way it works, Father, is really we have a resource room within the elementary school. And we have paraprofessionals, and we have a certified special ed teacher who manages the classroom. So we could have anywhere between 5 and 10 or 12 students in a classroom, and they go out to the classes that are appropriate for them. A lot of times you'll get, the arts and the gyms, music, computer, things of that nature. But we also go to some academic classes as well. Religion is obviously one that we always go to, but we have some students that go out to math and science, and they are supported if they need that service by a paraprofessional. The teacher does most of their teaching within our classroom, in the classroom with the students, and really is the manager of the program and has a lot of responsibility in making sure that the day flows and all of our students are receiving what they need to get a good quality education.
What do you hear from the teachers, from the students and the families from the schools that the St. Anthony kids are in? What are some comments that they get?
I think one of the biggest things we hear all the time is how it's such a benefit to the school itself, the host site, and our students bring a lot of joy. And I think really what it does is help individuals, students, families, understand a little bit more about disabilities and some of the challenges and then some of the things that we take for granted in life. And I think our students are wonderful teachers to not only their peers, but also teachers and parents within the school.
Yeah, it's like the children see that these kids might have a disability, but they're still kids. And the friendships that form, that they don't have to laugh at them or be afraid of them. And then the St. Anthony School kids can say, hey, I'm just like the rest of these kids. So you're not labeling the kids. And then the parents develop wonderful friendships. It becomes like a good family. Would you agree, Jerry?
Absolutely. We're one big happy family at all our locations.
And then the St. Anthony School children are able to participate in the school activities and functions just like the rest of the kids.
They do. I mean, we try to – we encourage extracurricular activities. We had a student last year from one of our programs in the high school who was on the robotics team.
Oh, wow.
He loved the computers and doing that type of thing, and they had a very successful year, and he ended up traveling with them to the regionals up in Detroit, I believe, and I don't think, you know, his parents never thought that he'd be able to do that, and it was a great opportunity. But we do encourage it. We want our students to participate as members of that school, and that's what we're constantly working on with the administration and everyone to try to make sure that our students are included to the best of their ability.
And now that we've just kicked off the 2018-19 school year, just a couple weeks ago, how many students roughly are in the program this year?
We have about 115 students this year in our program. We, as I said, we have about 30 of them down at Duquesne, near 30 in our high schools, and then we also have then the remaining are in our elementary schools.
And then there's a nice smooth transition from elementary school into high school and then into college.
There is, and I think one of the things that we originally designed was to make sure that our students would have that opportunity to make it start in kindergarten and make it all the way through to the college level, because that was always our goal. We look at the whole child, and we want them to succeed in life, and sometimes that can bring anxiety to a parent, but overall we really want them to understand it's a long process, and we want them to be successful when they leave our program.
So right from the beginning, when the family first signs up for the program all the way until graduation, there's support for them.
There is, and we talk about that originally when we get in, when they come in for the initial interview. There's always talk about how we want their child to make it all the way through to the age of 21.
Good. Sounds like a great program. And what a great way to kick off the school year, too.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll finish talking more about the St. Anthony School Program this morning on Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, the administrator at St. Bede Parish in Point Breeze, and this morning we're talking about the St. Anthony School Program, and St. Anthony helps children who have autism, Down syndrome, and other intellectual and developmental disabilities. And with us this morning is Mark Sigg, who is the executive director of the St. Anthony School Programs, and Jerry Gaughan, who is the executive director and the CEO of St. Anthony Charitable Foundation. And Mark and Jerry, as we were going into the break, we were talking about the success of St. Anthony, how it's helping our students get a wonderful Catholic education in the various elementary schools, the high schools, and at Duquesne University. Mark, I want to ask you, can you share maybe some stories, maybe a positive story from elementary level, a high school level, and a college level of a student that has a success story or a family?
Sure, Father. I think that, you know, success is different for all of our families and what we're trying to achieve at St. Anthony's School. I know we had a family come in last year who was having some difficulties actually with their district and had come to us really toward the end of the summer and right before school started and explained their situation to us. And he was a young man on the spectrum, and we took him, and she was so happy when we agreed to have him into our program, and she wrote us, he has made great strides with his reading, with his social skills, and he had a lot of, I'll say, behavioral issues when he first came at the other school, and over the year he's progressed so much, and we get to hear that from the family. She wrote us a really nice letter at the end of the year to our teacher, thanking her for her efforts, and that she never really thought that she could get to this stage where he would be so successful. So we're hoping to continue that this upcoming year. We had talked about, you know, the high school program, and I think there's a lot of success stories there. A lot of them are their involvement with the other students. We had a young man this year over at our high school who was in the talent show, and he played the piano, but he, again, was on the spectrum, no music. In his head. And he got up there and he played for his 4 or 5 minutes. And, you know, the all the kids really, stood up and applauded and really excited about what he could do with his abilities. And I think people don't understand that the talents that our students have sometimes. And I think down at Duquesne, we had students who were football managers, and when they won their conference. This was a year ago. They won their conference, and the coach actually came down the year after after they received their rings and came down and gave our kids the rings
for being part of the team.
Yeah. So I think stories like that are important to share. And there's many more other success stories. And again, as I said, our families are looking for various things when they come to the St. Anthony School program. But I think being part of the environment, part of the school in a variety of ways is really important to our families as we move forward. And I think that's something that we at St. Anthony's want to continue to do and develop in the next couple years as well.
And not only is the St. Anthony's School Program providing the educational part of it, but basic life skills, and especially when they're at Duquesne. Can you give our listeners this morning a little understanding about the vocational training? You're basically helping these kids learn basic life skills so that they can be self-sufficient, hopefully.
Absolutely. Our program at Duquesne and in our high schools, we begin in our high
schools. High school, too. Okay, great.
We have vans, and we take our students. We're at various restaurants, hospitals, offices throughout the city of Pittsburgh. And in our high school program, we start them out maybe one day a week as a freshman, maybe two. And then by the time they're a senior, depending on their abilities in the academic area, they might go out 2 or 3 days. We want to give them some variety of experiences. Mm-hmm. And then when we get down to Duquesne, they are well-trained in the ability of the vocation, which also includes the taking of public transportation, which can be a challenge not only to our students but to our staff sometimes, and getting around the city of Pittsburgh with buses and things. So that the mobility is a big part of it as well, and we have a number of experiences down at Duquesne that are vocationally oriented. We probably have 10 or 12 jobs on campus, and we probably have another 10 or 12 jobs in the city.
And these kids, especially in the college program, then after they graduate from Duquesne, then they can go into the workforce, if depending on their ability.
We have a pretty good we have about 85% of our students over the years that have had success getting at least part-time work. Again, when we do vocational training, we're not really training a student for a particular job. We're not saying you're an office person or a maintenance, but we're trying to develop them on the skills that will help them succeed in life and can sustain a job, which really includes the social skills, which are big. Mm-hmm. The majority of students that don't keep a job is really due to the social skills. We really focus on being able to problem solve, being able to appropriately talk to people, handshakes, eye contact, and just being able to have conversations. And I think that's a big part of our training at Duquesne, which really helps develop the child into adulthood.
And Jerry, with these programs, the fundraisers are making these programs a possibility. And I know we have the big dinner coming up next month in October, October 26th at the Wyndham Grand. Can you tell our listeners about the dinner, and then also there's other various fundraisers throughout the year?
Absolutely, Father Tom. Our dinner's October 26th, just as you said.
And I'll be there.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And our keynote speaker this year is a gentleman named Eddie Barbanel. Eddie is an actor and a stand-up comedian with Down syndrome, and I think he'll do a great job, and he's very motivational in his speaking. He's also the representative for the United Nations on Spread the Word to End the Word, that being the R word.
Yeah.
And so
he's
a very high named
well-known
speaker.
Guy. Mm-hmm.
Yes, so that's great. Now, other ways that people can help us, certainly we have all kinds of opportunities to support us. One of the most important one, and one that most of the listeners might be able to follow, is we have our annual diocesan collection, mm-hmm. which is usually the third Saturday and Sunday in January. And you probably get in your parish envelopes, listeners at home, you get that. If you just put a donation in there, that's a simple way to help us, and it means a lot.
And all 100% of those funds collected at that collection at the parishes go to the St. Anthony's
School
programs.
Absolutely, Father mm-hmm. Tom. Anyone that supports St. Anthony's, their donations stay with mm-hmm. St. Anthony's to help our programs. Some other fun ways to help us, if you're a golfer, we can get you on Oakmont for a golf outing, or Laurel Valley for a golf outing, or Green Oaks for a golf outing. So we have three golf outings
wow.
of the year. We like to golf at St. Anthony's. And a lot of our kids come around, too, and
well, St.
support
Anthony,
the effort.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Be out with the nature. And
Other ways that you can help, we have a Mass of Thanksgiving every year that you can attend. We have a breakfast every year. Mm-hmm. Next year it's actually going to be a luncheon. We're going to try to do something different. Mm-hmm. And it's downtown at the Rivers Club. And it's always a fun event, and usually there's some keynote speaker involved that's usually someone from the University of Pittsburgh, because they actually have a close tie with St. Anthony's and have been supportive of our efforts over the years.
And can you give the phone number or email that people can contact you if they want more information or to help?
Absolutely. Our number is 724-940-9020, extension 103, or gaughan@stanthonykids.org.
That's great. And now that we kicked off the school year and coming up with the big dinner next month in October, lots of wonderful ways to support the children and the families at St. Anthony's. And just listening today, what a difference this wonderful organization has in the Diocese of Pittsburgh and helping our kids receive a wonderful quality Catholic education in the elementary level, high school level, and the college level, and also the vocational training. And what a great blessing that people can give to help these kids and these families make that opportunity a possibility. So, Mark and Jerry, thanks for being here with us this morning and giving us a better insight on the St. Anthony School programs.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And it's something that, as the chaplain for the last 6 years and attending the dinners, it's really such a wonderful, worthwhile event, and seeing the kids smile and the families being there, that's what it's all about. So,
for sure.
Mark Sigg, the executive director of St. Anthony's School, and Jerry Gaughan, the CEO of the St. Anthony's School Charitable Foundation, thank you. We'll be back after this. This week in our Plus segment, we're featuring the 21st annual dinner for St. Anthony's School program. It's coming up next month, Friday, October the 26th, down at the Wyndham Grand Hotel across from Point State Park. The keynote speaker is Eddie Barnell. Eddie is an actor and comedian with Down syndrome. You can meet Eddie and the St. Anthony kids. Again, that is on Friday evening, October the 26th at the Wyndham Grand Hotel downtown. If you want information, you can call 724-940-9020. That's 724-940-9020. Or you can check out their website, www.stanthonykids.org. stanthonykids.org. It's a wonderful dinner. The children perform nice little songs. There's nice little videos of the kids at the schools and athletic events. Just a fun time, and there's families, friends, and the donors can come together. So it's a great way to have a great dinner and support the St. Anthony's School program. Again, that's the 21st annual dinner. I will be there Friday, October the 26th at the Wyndham Grand. See you then. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus, and thanks again to our supporters, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. I'm Father Tom Burke. Join us again in 2 weeks at 6:30 right here on KDK Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.